Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If you're talking about players like Elliott, maybe like Kwanzaa, Luis Diaz, maybe Cody Gakpo playing with confidence, you can say the exact opposite for Darwin Nunez at the minute. It just isn't happening for him. He's clearly, he's in a bad run. I think we'd all agree with that one. 15 minutes isn't the most largest of sample sizes, but actually that 15 minutes probably hurt him more than helped him in the end, because it's just, again, I agree. I agree, rather, that you can criticise players. I don't agree that you can abuse players. There's a massive difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I think everyone should understand that one. And we're not going to pile into Darwin here, but the question remains, why do you think it just isn't quite happening for him? Because it clearly isn't. He's one-on-one with a goalie who's not in his box, and he tries to shoot past him. Like, you'd want your centre-forward to just run around that goalie. Mm. You either knock it past him, and he either gets sent off or you score. Like, the decision-making at times, I refer back to Michael Owen's criticism of him. When he scored against Brentford with a ridiculous lob, like, it's unbelievable.
The last thing you think,
and Michael Owen said that's not a good thing. Like, it's a great goal, but actually that's not the option you want your centre forward to make one on one. You want him to make better choices. There's just something, the decision making at times at Darwin just isn't clicking. Do you think is that his issue? I don't know.
And that's one of the few times I would agree with Michael Owen, by the way.
Well, what he does not, he knows what Michael Owen says, a lot of bombs. He knows how to score a goal.
Of course he does. Yeah, we benefited from that, didn't we, for a long time. The thing for me is that to lead a line, you have to have a certain degree of football intelligence, which unfortunately he doesn't have. I'm not going to pile in on him. He is, for me, he's one of those players you said before would want to ideally play off the left, because that's where he started his youth career. He played in his home country. He had himself a move to Europe. He terrorised defences, including ours, in the Champions League. And he got his big move to Liverpool Football Club. And then we decided we'd change all of that and make him a centre-forward, a number nine. And he's not a line-leading centre-forward, and he never will be. And he's not an instinctive, natural goal scorer. And you never will be, because you can't teach that. You can't. You've got it or you haven't. He will always get a proportion of goals because we create a lot of chances. But when you're 0-0 and you're in the 88th minute and the ball comes into the box and a forward's got 10 seconds to think about it, you're kind of hoping it isn't him.
It's fair, it's on.
So he should, for me, and I've been saying this all season, he should be given the opportunity to challenge Diaz for the left wing. And when Salah needs a rest, we just put Diaz on the right. And then we've got Cody and Diogo Jota through the middle. I think that, for me, that would work for me. But what do I know? It's just my opinion.
No, we'll see what the manager thinks.
I think he works really hard. I have an issue with he closes his fullback down and the ball goes into the cop and we get a corner, and then they all start singing Nunes, Nunes, Nunes. You want to be singing Nunes, Nunes, Nunes when he's getting his 10th, his 15th and his 20th goal of the season, don't you? You know, and really make him feel good about himself. Mm. I have to be honest, if we were to roll the dice right now and take a punt on replacing him with a more prolific goal scorer, I'd probably, through no fault of his own, I think the football club's got a lot of responsibility for this in terms of trying to put a square peg in a round hole to some degree. I probably would have a look at what options are out there, because having him as a number nine, and as good as his effort is and his enthusiasm, and he can't question that he loves the football club, as a number nine, he's not going to win you the league.
What do you think about him, Quinn? What's your thoughts? Because this isn't me just judging him on 15 minutes yesterday where he wasn't great. I think it's been fair to say he hasn't had a good run of it recently. You mentioned before how important confidence is for footballers, and he looks completely shot of it. And it's hard with two games to go in a season, and up to this point in games where there's been something riding on most of them at the moment. Maybe the manager's option is that he maybe plays the next two and just tries to get something back into them in games which, listen, Liverpool have finished from third. Now, it doesn't matter what happens against Villa or Wolves, because he looks, of all the players at the moment, he looks like he's a man with zero confidence whatsoever.
And he's a guy who needs confidence. He lives and dies on that, it looks like. And he probably needs a little bit of that smooth jazz from Kwanzaa in his ears. He needs this once in a while calm, just chill a little bit. And, you know, Jota seems like, we all love Diogo and we know what he brings. And like you said, some guys you probably just can't teach that to, you know. And he knows where goal is all the time, at all times, Jota, and he doesn't waste any time. It seems like Nunez wants to smash it, and he doesn't particularly care where he smashes it to sometimes, and where it just calls for a little bit of calm. I don't know. He's young. Is it? And like his background shows that where he's been effective and what he can do, and we're trying to force him into something that he's just not made to do. Maybe so. Yeah, his energy is infectious. Yeah, there's a time where he can flip a game on its head. He, you know, coming in as a sub. He's had some amazing moments. Obviously, Newcastle, like you said, Brentford,
Forest.
Yeah. Jeez, you know, and he, maybe I don't know. Yeah, I kind of agree that that's where he should probably be, is on the left. Maybe he needs a little bit of sports psychology. Maybe there's something that can. He's so young that you wonder if with that temperament, if there's something that can be worked on to help him slow down in those moments, to where all you just need is a tap and just pass it into the left there. It doesn't have to be full throttle all the time. With a new manager and a new way of communicating, we talk about Klopp being heavy metal and being, there might be something about this new manager that is a calming influence. It might find a way to utilize him, or not just utilize him, but find a way to connect to him that allows him to slow down. And I still think there's something he's going to show us that is still remains to be seen. It wasn't a good look when, you know, sort of that, whatever happened on Instagram, and it's coming to the end of the year. He's young. He needs some time, an off season, to come and calm down. And I'm really curious with this new fella. He seems to be that kind of Zen kind of. He has a lot of the same philosophies, but he has a different way of connecting and what he wants out of these guys. And I think there's something more we're going to see from Dar.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I suppose it was still like it's difficult, because I go back to the question, if Jürgen was here next year, and because he's not, that's a huge caveat, he's not, but there would be logic if you were Jürgen Klopp thinking, you know what, I'm going to play him in two games and just hope that he can get a little bit of confidence, because last thing I need is him going into the summer feeling like he has to delete pictures off his Instagram. This is the guy who in his first ever pre-season was shushing the crowd and doing,
right.
He clearly hears the noise.
Yeah.
If you were Jürgen and you were thinking, next year I've spent £80 million or whatever spent on this guy, he's my project, that, you know, I was part of the team to bring him in, I'm going to give him a couple of games, just try and get him a bit of confidence, let him, hopefully he scores at Villa, hopefully he scores Wolves and just goes into the summer feeling good about himself. There's a Copa America, maybe he can go there feeling good when he goes and plays for Uruguay as well. But Jürgen's leaving, and it's not, and you know, I heard him say the other day, like, you know, about Salah, that's not my problem anymore. I'm not saying that Jürgen doesn't give a toss about Darwin Nunez, but Jürgen really wants to win these last couple of games. You'd think for him, you know, the last thing he wants is Wolves at home getting beat or drawing his last ever game. He'll want to win that game for everybody. And that's the difficult thing with Darwin here, isn't it? It feels like if we're going to see him, we're probably going to see 15, 20 minutes of him. And then if that goes badly, it just feels like there's a snowball here and somebody's got to melt it. Who's got to stop them and just calm it all down, because it's going towards, it's getting a bit toxic and it's not nice for him. It's not nice, certainly, that people who, anyone who abuses people on the internet, an idiot anyway. But I don't know, I'm quite conflicted with what the best option from here is. Just not play him. Just knock him on the head and go, listen, Darwin, go and have your summer. That's an option too. I don't know. What would you do in the manager situation?
Well, what is interesting is when you ask Quinn his point, before he spoke, you could literally see pain in his face, because we actually love the guy,
yeah,
and he loves the football club, we resonate with that. And for that reason, we want to put our arms around him and give him love and say everything will be okay. But sentiment doesn't win you football matches, does it? You have to be honest about that. So right now, Cody Gakpo is in the driving seat to play the last two games of the season because of what he gives to the team.
And Diaz on the left.
Yeah, and Diaz on the left, and Salah's back. It looks like he's got a spring in his step again on the right. So there actually, from a footballing perspective, there probably isn't any reason to change that. It's really difficult. When we had the blow up with Salah and you think, okay, is that the catalyst that means he leaves the football club? You could see a world where you put Diaz on the right, you put Nunes down the left, and you went with Gakpo or Jota through the centre. And I'd sort of looked beyond what was going on. I thought, I'm okay with that, you know, because Diaz is good on the right as well. He goes past people on the right. He's energetic, wants to beat people. He's very effective at the moment. I just don't see the sense in getting a guy who's had a bit of criticism in Gakpo, getting him into the team, getting him playing well, getting him contributing a goal and an assist. What message are you sending your centre forward if you take him out of the team after a goal and an assist?
It's not Cody Gakpo's fault. It's not his fault.
No, it's not. But equally, it shouldn't become Cody Gakpo's problem,
exactly,
because you want to fit Darwin Nunes in. You should play through the middle, scoring goals. That's his job, to score goals. Yeah. Number nine on your back, that's football's remit forever and a day and always will be. No need to change it at the moment. The new manager's going to come in and have a look at what we do. He'll play with a slightly different setup. From what I can see, he plays with two central strikers. Is that Mo Salah and Darwin Nunes together? Is it? I don't know how that works. Salah will tell you he's got a great relationship with Nunes, and they do find each other quite a bit. If you look across their goals, Nunes had something like 8 or 9 assists for Salah, hasn't he? So is there something in that? Is it the way we play? Is it what we do? But we've kind of swapping the managers like for like, because if you look at all our key stats in terms of the press, the only team that's done better than us is Slot's team. You know, if you look at the dynamics. So we're not going to go through a season of massive upheaval in terms of the basics of the game. But for the last two games of the season, I think you're sending Cody Gakpo the wrong message if you make room for Darwin Nunes to play. I'm not piling on Darwin Nunes. I think he's got loads of really good attributes, just not through the middle for me. Gakpo's earned the right to play the last two games for me.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the manager does and what everyone does. But if you're abusing people on the internet, which I know our subscribers don't, then you're a clown. Criticism's fine. Abuse is very much not. So be nice to people.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.